Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now to look at how the drought is impacting prices and things on your end. And Kim, earlier today we talked about how the heat wave is impacting corn and some of the impacts of that. How are things in your neck of the woods when it comes to heat and the drought?
Well, I think the drought has helped improve corn prices, and looking at soft red winter wheat prices, there's talk in the from the market analysis that yes, we're probably going to have 92 plus million acres. We may not harvest as high a percentage of those acres as we have in the past because of the heat, and the yields will probably be less than what USDA is currently projecting. You know, right now USDA is projecting about 13.4 to 13.5. a billion bushels of corn. That's a record harvest. With the heat, if it continues and you know we don't get the timely rains, then we probably won't make that amount. It may be down closer to that 13 billion or below that.
So some of those USDA numbers may have to be adjusted here soon, you think?
Oh, they will be adjusted. I think we'll see some adjustments as we come into the August report and on out into September after we've got the corn harvest going on.
Let's talk now about how kind of wheat prices and corn prices are related and sort of your take on that aspect of it.
Well, there's a lot of talk in the market about how the corn prices are supporting wheat prices, and that's true with soft red winter wheat. With soft red winter wheat, we had double the crop we had last year. Soft red winter wheat is being fed, used in feed, and it's competing with corn for some of the feed rations. That is not the case in hard red winter wheat. With hard red winter wheat, That wheat is moving into the food market. It is a food grain and it's being marketed as a food grain.
And switching gears a little bit, you attended the Canola U conference this week. You say it was well attended, and give us some of your philosophy on why more producers in Oklahoma are interested in growing canola.
Well, I think producers, are first thing they're interested in is making a buck. That's what's going to keep them in business. Canola has proven to be a relatively good crop. It competes well with wheat. This last year is probably more profitable than wheat. It was more drought tolerant. In other words, the yields weren't reduced as much as they were in the wheat. And canola prices are very good. You look at forward contracting for 2012, canola over $13 a bushel, wheat just over $7 a bushel.
And kind of this ongoing theme, philosophically, some advice for producers in these tough times, really, with the lack of moisture, the continued, you know, hot temperatures and the continued drought.
Yeah, the heat can just suck it out of you. It just sucks the energy out of you. It sucks the energy out of your farming and ranching operation. But it's my philosophy that you're either in the business or you're not. And if you're in the business, you've got to pound for the, hit the ball for the fences. You've got to, I think, you can adjust for the lack of moisture, but I think you've got to plan on getting a crop in, plan on raising those cattle, and plan on making a profit.
And sort of be in it to win it overall,
that's
if you can.
That's exactly correct.
Okay, Kim Anderson, we'll see you next time. Thank you.